Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Sean Worthington being back on the show. Sean's become a great member of our Brain Trust, tenured faculty member at the Computer Science Department of the Butte College in Northern California. He is one of the world's experts on cryptocurrencies and the technology underneath that. He's created his own cryptocurrency and a cloud-based technology as a platform under that technology. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies, and he's our good friend Sean. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So there's some news in the area of legitimizing cryptocurrency, right, Sean? Seminole County, Florida. Tell us about it.
That's right. So we're starting to see that governments are deciding to accept cryptocurrencies as payment for taxes. So this is something new, and it shows that governments themselves think that this cryptocurrency is something that is legitimate and something that might go up in value and something that they want to be part of.
So tell us how that's going to work. How are they going to accept? Are they going to tell you what kind of currency that you can pay them with? Are they doing a conversion? Is it a daily conversion based on market value? This is not like dollars.
Well, they're just talking about it. And, you know, so we've got a lot of discussion, and the details have been yet to be worked out. But just the fact that they're talking about it shows that these cryptocurrencies are becoming popular enough to warrant investigation.
So, folks, if you own a piece of a property on the border with Canada, and you're a Canadian, and you want to pay, but you own a piece of land in America, just across the border. Maybe your ranch is split down the middle between Canada and America, and you've got to pay property taxes on your American ranch, but you only have Canadian dollars. On any given day, Sean, you're because Canadian dollars fluctuate between American dollars every day or quite often. The U.S. entity is going to require more or less Canadian dollars depending on when you pay your taxes, right?
That's right.
And so with cryptocurrency, it's the same thing because cryptocurrency values fluctuate every day, right?
Yes, pretty radically, although they're starting to stabilize, yes.
But I think stabilization is a matter of a particular currency. I think they're always going to be until you know, maybe not even in my lifetime will they actually get to where they become something stable like the dollar is. But so somehow if Seminole County, Florida allows cryptocurrency, they're going to have to say, okay, we'll accept these particular cryptocurrencies, right? Bitcoin, Cloudcoin.
Yeah, whatever. That's right. They wouldn't want to take all of them. There's about 1,500 of them. But the idea behind these currencies is that they will go up in value, and they traditionally have.
Well, they might not. They might not go up in value. What if they paid their taxes in Bitcoin a year ago when it was at 20,000, and now it's less than half that? They don't always go up.
That's right. And so that is a true lesson, and investors have learned that. But besides the animal spirits and the wildness and the bubbles and everything, generally they should go up because they're not being printed out like the Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
There is a smaller supply of them, and the supply is not growing at the rate that the Federal Reserve notes are. So you don't have bankers and the government basically hacking the system.
You're saying because there's a finite inventory of them, that their value can do nothing ultimately over time but go up.
Yeah, you expect that. I mean, there's other factors involved as well, and that is, you know, how well the currency does its job of tracking people and people who have created value and making sure that they're getting their value out of it. There's some other issues such as scalability, which is, you know, some problems that Bitcoin has is that it only allows 7 transactions per second.
Well, but there's another thing real quick that I want to get to before we go to the break, and that's the fact that still these currencies have no intrinsic value. There's nothing behind them, right? I mean, really,
there's nothing behind the paper either.
Well, there kind of is. There's a difference, and we're going to talk about that some more, folks. What's the future of currency? That's where we're going after the break, and you need to pay attention to this, folks. This is going to have an impact on your business over the next 20 years like you've never seen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.